right now is, should you buy, or do you dare buy a house in this crazy real estate market? We're going to go over some stats. We're going to talk about all this kind of fun stuff, as well as at the end of the video, I'm going to show you a trick that a lot of people have been using on Zillow to get some smoking deals. Let's get started right now. Welcome to Sacramento's number one YouTube channel for all real estate news regarding Sacramento and the surrounding areas. So if that's you, hit that subscribe button and that bell will bring you bi-weekly content. We also go live every Wednesday at 5:30. So tune in, let's get going, and let's talk a little Sacramento right now. Okay, guys, hopefully everyone's having a fantastic week. You know, the market's crazy. What can you say? I mean, there's a lot of people, like, they're telling people not to buy. Buying isn't, you know, this is a horrible time. Prices are going down. And the sentiment right now for buyers is that they're very, very nervous. And you should be. This market is nuts. I mean, the idea that we almost increased an entire point in a week is crazy. And, you know, you're seeing a lot of bloated inventory, not a lot of inventory coming out. Everyone's talking about deals. This market is completely confusing. To a person just looking to buy a house, I mean, I could totally understand. With, you know, there's a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of, like, good information mixed in there. And the market is just crazy. And this is probably one of the most confusing times to actually decide to either pull the trigger or not in the market. And so I want to go live, as I do every single Wednesday at 5:30. Like, comment, subscribe, all that fun stuff. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on right now. Like I said, for me, I live, breathe, and eat real estate in Sacramento. That sounds a little sad, I know, and my wife would probably agree with you, but this is just how I am. So I can give you a little bit of an idea of what's going on in the market right now. Let's start going over by some, well, let's talk a little bit first as far as statistics. There's me making a crazy face. Desperate times, my friends, desperate times. All right. Actives right now. Okay, so what I did was I went on Redfin. Now, why did I go on Redfin and not the MLS? Because there's also a lot of for sale by owners that the MLS doesn't take into account for. So I wanted to go directly onto a site like a Redfin because they also allow, you know, they take a look at foreclosures at, like, for sale by owners. Okay, so the areas that I did in these three slides that I'm going to show you now are El Dorado Hills, West Sacramento, all of Sacramento County, and all of Placer County. So with those, all those little jumbled together areas, we have actives of 4,357 listings. Now, that might sound like a lot to someone. They're saying, oh man, this is awesome. I got some homes to pick for. I'm gonna tell you, Sacramento Placer, it's a big spot to cover. And we still, even though the active listings are somewhat kind of where we're at, there's a lot of houses that are, like, overpriced. There's a lot of houses that have been sitting for more than even 2 months on the market. So as much as I want to say, oh man, this is awesome, look at this. Ah, that's a lot of listings. Yeah, there's still a little suspect stuff going on. And this brings up my next slide, which is a fun one too. Reduced. 714 out of these areas reduced as well too within the last 7 days. So we're still seeing a ton of reductions hit the market. Like I said, if you look at the slide specifically, you're going to see new homes also too. So Redfin also takes into account some of the new homes as well too. So it gives us a little bit accurate account of what's really happening on the market. So we're still seeing a ton of reduce. We're not past that reduce hump at all. And we're seeing a lot of things reduce. We're seeing a lot of people take listings on that they pretty much know that they're not going to sell them for that price. And they're just waiting for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. They're going to reduce a little bit more. And there's multiple houses that do multiple reductions. And it's hard to tell what's a good deal, what's not a good deal, or whatnot. But at the same time, you know, I mean, I think if you time it right, like I said, and wait for something to reduce, and this is something that we actually did on, what was it, on Sunday, I think it was, for a client. They reduced, we went lower, they got in a contract. Now, in fact, I actually talked to not a client of mine, but a friend of mine, Future Gold River Indian, and he mentioned he had done the same thing. He waited for it to reduce, they went right under, and they got into contract as well too. Now, there's going to be a lot of people in the market that are going to say to you, like, a little like this, you know, there's a lot of people that are going to say, hey, look, you know what, this is horrible. Wait a while, and you're going to see houses reduced like $20,000, $30,000, $100,000. That's just what you're going to see. There's no guarantee of that, right? Now, for me, this market isn't perfect to buy in. This market isn't perfect to sell in. This is just a kind of like the territory we're thrown at, right, or that's thrown at us right now. So all you can really do is say, okay, look, if I need different from wanting, if I need to buy, I'm going to hedge my bets on areas that have historically been strong markets to buy in. And if I'm looking to sell, I'm making sure there aren't 10 other listings just like mine on the market, or houses that are, you know, selling for $700 and I want $800 for my house. I'm being realistic about my price. It can still be done. I think for me as a realtor, for someone who's very active in the community and who's active in selling and buying, I do think that during the next maybe 6 months, I will probably be selling less homes, right? I'm okay with that because I do believe right now this is a time where realtors really have to take care of their clients and, you know, work for the deals for their clients. Before, it was just listing agents when things were reduced, and now I think it's your buyer's agents also. We've always been that way just because that's just kind of how we are. It's like a Rubik's Cube. We're trying to find that puzzle or the you know, the resolution of it. But I do think in this market right now, what you're going to notice is a lot of realtors, a lot of lenders have lived pretty much high on the hog during this last market. And now you're going to get a lot of the coldness hitting the market, and realtors are going to kind of freak out a little bit. Myself, we've kind of prepared ourselves for the idea that we're probably going to sell probably lower amount of homes. We're going to put less people in the contract. We're okay with that. If anyone's worked with us, you're going to know that we go out, oh my God, weekends and weekends and weekends until we find those deals for you. And we're okay with that. In fact, that's how we are, because at the end of the day, we want to do good business. We want to take care of people. The idea for in this market too is just be very, very careful that you're working with realtors that are full-time, that have your back in this. Realtors that you can kind of look at and say, okay, are these people just trying to work with me for this deal, for the check, call it a day? Or are these realtors who really want to keep my business, get my referral business, become friends, and become like our family realtors? Those are realtors you really want to keep right now. Those that are, you know, maybe have done really good business, have a nice little, you know, padding, and aren't trying to pressure people into making deals in this market. This market's not about this. This market is very, very, it's a scary market, right? It's almost like a negative market. It's something, at least for me, I haven't seen that often. What I mean by negative market is, in a market, there's usually an advantage for someone, the buyer or the seller, right? In this market, there's not a whole lot of advantage going on for either the buyer or the seller. And this makes it a very, very scary market for most. Not to mention with all the media going on, with all the YouTube stuff going on. I mean, honestly, I think I've seen at least 25 realtors locally in Sacramento start up YouTube channels within the last month and a half, which is good. You know, every YouTube is a free game for everyone. But at the same time, you're seeing a lot of people throw in a lot of fear, pump in a lot of, like, you know, media content out there that's just with the idea that, hey, look, I'm going to be slower doing my real estate transactions, so maybe I'll jump in there and make YouTube money to supplement. So just be really careful in this market. You know, just understand that you want to work with a full-time realtor. You want to work someone who's got your back, who's looking out for your best interest, and someone who's there for the long haul. For us, one of the things that we always tell people is, and we always stick by, is that we want to work with you getting your first-time home. And then 5 or 6 years after you've made money with that home, we want you to call us again, because guess what? If we don't do you right by you, you won't call us again. So our idea is always to do right by clients. And at the end of the day, our team sleeps very, very well. Okay, so reduced 714. That's still a big amount of listings being reduced. And that's just in 7 days. Within 7 days in these areas, Placer, Sacramento County, West Sacramento, and El Dorado Hills, we had 714 reductions. So yeah, things are becoming reduced. Now, there's a big thing people are thinking to themselves for pricing, right? Is this something that, well, now things are becoming a deal, or is it they were overpriced? I think you're probably going to notice out of that 714 listings that were reduced, 80% were probably overpriced, and then the rest were reduced because they weren't in desirable or areas that were just like on fire. There's maybe a bunch of houses for sale in those areas. So I would say reduced. Look for areas, look for communities, look for, you know, specific spots that you're looking for, wait for the reductions, then go low. Like I said, this is stuff that we do with our clients all the time that have been working fantastic. In fact, it's stuff that we've been preaching on this YouTube channel a lot, and people are actually making this happen and making it work. So, you know, reductions are definitely something that they're definitely. Oh, Ben. All right. Ben is awesome. He's a local lender in Sacramento. Like I tell people, always go with the local lenders. Local lenders know all the realtors. know, for the most part, like if you work with someone like Ben, and also follow him on Instagram, he drops some so cool reels. He's got some really good knowledge in reels. And Ben, if you want to, just drop your Instagram handle in the next comment so people can check your reels out. Really good information on Instagram, on TikTok and all that stuff. But one of the things I always tell people is try to go with a local lender. We're all a small, tight-knit community. So if I'm writing an offer for some agent that I might not know about in Rockland, and I'm working with someone like Ben, who's local, he might know that realtor, and there's a good chance that his reputation is good. Ben's is solid. But he'll be, hey, you know what? Bob, you know, Mark submitted an offer. We've worked together before. The clients are awesome, and we're good to go. So I always say go local. It's crazy, but we all somewhat do that 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon where we all kind of know each other. And when you go local, it just makes it a lot smoother of transaction. Sorry. All right. Reduced. The next one, new. Okay. So this is out of 7 days too. There's been 512 listings that have been new. We're talking again, Placer County, Sacramento County, West Sacramento, and El Dorado Hills. Not too many new listings as well too. And, you know, like I said, it's going to go down. This number right here is going to start decreasing over the next few weeks because we're in the holiday season. It's going to get colder in Sacramento. We're still a little warm right now, but it will get colder probably within the next couple weeks. We're in the rainy season. People want to do the Halloween thing, want to do the Thanksgiving thing, want to do the holiday thing. And so expect this new listings to go down as well. So if you're looking for something to pop up in an area, understand that you might be waiting a little bit longer than you would in summer and springtime. So a lot of people have been saying, you know what, the deals are happening when we get our inventory back. Don't expect our inventory to be just off the hook within this holiday season. Possibly spring, possibly summer, but still that is a long shot about getting some new homes on the market. Sellers are pretty savvy right now, and they realize that if they put their house on the market just to get money and make money, it's not going to happen. All right, Ben. All right. Like I said, LendPro, Instagram, TikTok, he drops some sick reels, so I would definitely say check him out. All right. So those are some stats, and if you guys want me to drop more weekly stats, I kind of want to do a little bit more statistics on this channel as well. I know a lot of people tune in to hear kind of like the insight that's been happening, but at the same time, I also want to show you guys a little bit about how we're trending in Sacramento. Like I said, right now, there's not a whole lot of new stuff. You know, reductions are still happening, which means pricing is still a huge issue in Sacramento area, and that's just kind of how we're working right now. Okay, so this is stuff, and these are just headlines, and this is just one news source, MarketWatch. It says, most economists see the U.S. turning into a buyer's housing market in 2023. Here's where you see the biggest declines in value. Now, here's the thing. Sacramento wasn't listed on that list, but here is something, and I'm not bringing this up for any other reason that this is the stuff that people are seeing right now on the internet, on the TV, on YouTube, everywhere. And so it's kind of getting into people's heads. Now, what I say to people all the time is this: everyone goes out there and looks for a television set. They take 6 months to dive in to figure out which TV they want. Do they want a Sony? Do they want an LG? Do the same thing for housing. You can definitely see what houses and what areas were doing well prior to COVID, historically good, strong areas. You can go and see what areas are being developed out, where new schools are planned to be developed, what businesses are coming in. All this stuff is public information that you can jump into. So don't just think that if you see a big headline and maybe your family sees a big headline and they're chirping in your ear about it, don't take the stuff for like, this is what's gonna happen. If anything, 2022 will be the year that everyone got it wrong. That's right. Everybody got it wrong. No one thought we'd be in the four so fast. No one thought we'd be here so fast. So all these people like MarketWatch, like Forbes, like Redfin, like Realtor.com, all these places, every single one of these new big headline news article areas, like we all got it wrong this year. There wasn't anyone who was spot on about exactly what was happening this year or how fast we'd go into high interest rates and all this stuff happening with sellers and everything. No one got it right. So understand when you're seeing headlines about people talking about 2023, 24, no one's got a crystal ball. And, you know, it's really up to the individual to go out there to do the research and everything. Don't follow people like on YouTube, on news, or publicizing these grand, you know, these grand headlines, you know, go out there and do the research yourself. You know, I know for sure in my area that I bought in my house right now, you know, I bought it 5 months ago and I could probably sell it right now for $50,000 to $100,000 more than I paid for it. Why? I did the research, took 6 months and I went into every single floor plan that was popular, areas, schools, all that kind of fun stuff. And I did the research. Granted, I'm a realtor, so I have access to that stuff. But if you're working with a realtor, it's not like a quick thing at this point to actually get someone in contract. You got to do right by them and you got to figure out exactly what's their best move. We've gone out with people for weekends and weekends and weekends and they still haven't found the right house and we're okay with that. The idea is my team, we're in it for the long haul and we want to help you make a good decision. And those are the type of realtors and lenders that you need to work with and you need to ally with during this market if you're one of those people that need to buy or need to sell. Okay. Boom. When will inventory increase? Housing will remain tight in the coming months and even the next couple of years, according to the National Association of Realtors. Of course. Number one, this is the cold season. So it's a guarantee that pretty much during these months, the inventory is not going to just go crazy. It's kind of just the way it is. It's always been this way. No one wants people traipsing into their homes during Thanksgiving, you know, during the holidays, during New Year's and all this kind of stuff. And the other thing too is sellers are kind of wise at this point. You know, a lot of sellers have gone the route of renting their houses out in the Sacramento area because our rental rates are so high. And the other ones are saying to themselves, you know what, this isn't the market for us. Let's hold off. Now, those people who said, let's hold off and are thinking about selling, those are the ones that are probably going to be throwing their houses on the market sooner than later. But at the same time, don't expect it to be any type of bargain. They're probably going to aim for high prices as well. So I agree with this. I don't think we're going to see inventory coming anytime soon. So don't expect like, you know, man, it was so funny. Like a year ago, everyone was talking about, oh, foreclosures. There's going to be tons of foreclosures on the market. And I was telling you guys week after week, don't hold your breath. Don't hold your breath. Now, does anyone ever remember a big wave of foreclosures hitting our market anytime soon or anytime in the last couple of years? No one has. But there were these headlines, so people were waiting. So I'll say something right now. Sellers are smart. We have a strong rental market, and people have so many ways to get out of forbearance. Just don't hold your breath if you think this huge wave of inventory is coming anytime within the next 6 months. All right. Ben, great info, Mark. Thank you, Ben. I appreciate it. Here every 5:30. Woo, going for an hour. Woo. All right, we're looking to buy. All right, hold on. Let me calm down a little bit. We're looking to buy in the next month or two, my wife and I. We've never owned a home, and she was a stay-at-home mother for a few years. We definitely need help to get a home for our family. Anyway, Alex, we are always up to talk to you. And when I say we, I mean me. Or Kathleen, who's like one of my best friends that I brought into this business with me. And, you know, so we would love to work with you. Give us a call. And people are surprised, but you know, if you call, honestly, I know it sounds kind of cliche for a movie, I will answer and we can talk a little bit and see if we gel. I do think though, when someone's looking for a home, whether it's their first time home or second home or whatnot, matching up and pairing yourself with a realtor and lender, you also need to not only, you know, everyone's always going lender, great rate. Yeah. For the most part, all the lenders I work with, for the most part, have really amazing rates. New Way, my guys over there are solid too. But you really need to gel with your realtor. You really have to have that bottom line trust of your realtor. They need to be attentive. They need to listen to what you're saying. And they need to really get your back in this market. And I love the idea of what I do. Like, real estate is what I love. And so for me, like, you know, I'm not switching. I'm not going out looking for any other type of work because real estate is what I love to do. My favorite part in real estate, of course, I will say is giving keys to people. I mean, the idea of giving keys to people is just fantastic. A lot of people we move in from the Bay Area have little condos and they're moving into these huge places and they're so happy. And the other one is the first time home buyers who actually, till the moment they get their keys, they're still in disbelief that they actually got their first home and they actually qualified. They think it's some kind of crazy punked Ashton Kutcher is going to be jumping out in the closet. So those things are really, really fun and makes my job really, really awesome. And I love what I do right now as far as going live to show you guys, not only am I like, you know, a realtor that's on Zillow and all that stuff, but I'm also, you know, this is what you get when you call. This is the type of person I am. This is who I am. You know, I'm not putting my high school yearbook photo on Zillow with a bunch of reviews that somewhat similarly sound the same. This is me. Ask your questions. Vet me. I'm ready to go. And I go real estate, honestly, maybe like an hour and 15 minutes on Monday and then an hour and 15 minutes on Wednesday. And I drop some content on Instagram, on Twitter, on everywhere. So I love this. This is what I do. All right, Alex. Thank you so much. We'll definitely call this week. Great. Look forward to talking to you. And like I said, any information you need about the area, or if you just want to like bounce ideas off, we're definitely up for it. All right. All right. Here. And this is Kathleen. She always tunes into the live too to bounce any questions off. Kathleen, we're here anytime for you guys. Okay. Now, Kathleen, I'm going to segue into it this time. She's got, for all you people out there who love new homes, brand new homes, and you're seeing that they're deals, and there are deals. There's some good deals in brand new homes. And everyone says, oh my God, prices are dropping, Mark. You know, you're not talking deals. Look, guys, last time I checked, I don't have a crystal ball, but I can tell you for this moment, comparatively, what was on the market in the new homes, this stuff that I'm going to show you right now, Kathleen is going to bring it out right now. For this current market, this moment in time, these are good deals.
It's time for your new home news. And I know it's scary out there. Everybody's freaking out. Interest rates. Yes, I know. I'm freaking out too. However, I have a really exciting bit of news. So Lennar usually does not play nice with real estate agents, so it's kind of a bad word in the real estate community. However, right now they're offering a fantastic deal and they're willing to play nice with us right now. Barrett Ranch in Antelope, we have all these gorgeous new ready to move in, ready now. Well, some of them now, some of them by November. If you close escrow by November 30th, savings of up to $60,000 and $80,000 on these. That's a huge savings. And don't tell your lender. They have a special below market interest rate with their in-house lender of 5.375 on a 30-year fixed. So that's a pretty sweet deal, smoking deal. If you guys still want to get a new house by the end of the year, give us a call or email me at markmcdonoughteam@gmail.com. We will get you out there, get you signed in, and hold your hand during the whole process of buying new. Thanks, guys.
All right, so that's Kathleen. Now, one of the things that we love doing as well, too, is prior to COVID, new homes weren't really that popular. I mean, there's a few people that came in that loved new homes. Now, what we're seeing is new homes, they're competitive with the resale homes. Or they were, a lot of the reason why is because resale, there weren't too many during COVID. And so, all of a sudden, new homes became really, 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 you know, popular. So, what we've done is we've created personal relationships with a lot of the salespeople of the various new home communities. We get alerts that some people don't get. And if there's areas, new home builders you like, Taylor, Woodside, Toll Brothers, TriPoint, Richmond American, you name it, we probably know the salesperson there. And so we've created really nice relationships where we can almost push the envelopes. The other thing too is we work and we close more new home deals than I think any other team. So we kind of know what people are getting in for deals. So, you know, if you have the new home bug, reach out to us, reach out to Kathleen, and she's always talking to new home people. I mean, she talks to about maybe 15 new home communities every single day to just keep updated on what inventory they have, what deals they got going on. And so, you know, like new homes definitely are one of the things that we've added to our repertoire because it becomes so popular. Okay, let's get on with the show. All right. Now, a lot of people have been asking about the crash. Is the crash coming? 2008. This is freaking everybody out. Now, all the economists are basically saying there's no way this is going to happen. We're in for a correction. Now, I know I'm a realtor. So the truth is, if we crash, you know, I'm out of work. Hey, it is what it is, right? But the honesty of the whole thing is that, like, I just see this as a correction. I mean, a lot of realtors, a lot of lenders, when they're offering 2.75, we knew that basically it was artificially being held down by the bond buying. And we just knew that, like, something had to give. I mean, there's a lot of people who are eating really, really, really well on the refis. And realtors really had a field day there the last couple of years. So we kind of knew that this was coming. And shame, shame, shame if you're a realtor or a lender out there who actually is hurting right now, because you should have put some money in the savings account, because this correction was always going to happen. This thing is always, the correction of the market was going to happen. Now, as we all know, I mean, it happens when it happens. And I think it happened a lot quicker than most people anticipated it, but this is what it is. Now, do I think a crash is going to happen myself? I don't see it. And I love our market. Like I said, I brag about our market all the time. And this is talking about a kid who grew up in Marin County that could have worked out there, started a YouTube channel because there's no Marin County YouTube channel out there and done real estate out there. The thing is, I love our market. I love our diversity of jobs. I love the fact that we have everything underneath the gambit. I love the idea that we are the value add to the Bay Area and places like Los Angeles. People can come out here and still get a sweet home at an affordable price in comparison to other areas in California. I think we are the place in California where someone, if someone wants something still under $1 million, where they can still get all the bells and whistles, this is where they come. And this is why I planted my flag in the Sacramento area. So do I think a crash is going to come? Well, I think there's going to be some areas that because of COVID got super, super popular. I think they're going to be hurting. Even our Sacramento area, you're going to see areas that, you know, blew up during COVID that now all of a sudden you're seeing like a lot of reductions happening in these specific areas. So I would say crash, no, but I do think we're going to see a correction. And in some spots, we're going to see more of a correction than others. Like I said, like for example, I'll give you an example of our market, right? During the COVID era, there was like not, or still is, sorry, I didn't mean to be that, but okay, so let's take a Folsom, for example, right? Folsom's always been a very strong market, but because we had so low inventory in Folsom, and the bidding was crazy, people were going above ask and all this stuff, areas like Orangeville became even more popular. Areas like Fair Oaks became more popular because people were like, I can't do Folsom. I mean, I can't go $80,000, remove an appraisal contingency and everything. Okay, so now we're in this moment, right? Where now there's a little bit more of less, there's less competition in houses in general. And people are now setting their sights on areas like Folsom. And they're like, okay, it's still competitive, but I like the area. That was my first choice. Now I'm going to revisit that area. So you're having people kind of do that a little bit more. So areas that a lot of people swung into because they couldn't find inventory, or they just didn't want to jump into the game or couldn't jump into the game in areas that are super competitive. Now they're kind of revisiting those areas like Folsom. Elk Grove, for example, I had so many people who were looking for Elk Grove during COVID and they were getting priced out. They were getting beat out. It was just crazy. And so they switched gears and moved over to Natomas. Okay. Now Elk Grove is soft. Could those people have gotten into Elk Grove at this moment? Absolutely. Elk Grove is not hard to get into at all right now. So that's kind of what you're seeing right now. Crash, no, I'd say correction, more areas than, you know, some areas more than others. But in general, I like our Sacramento market. I've always said that we have a super strong market. And like the diversity of jobs, we got medical, we got state, we got education, we even got tech, we got Oracle, we got Intel, we got HP, we got Amazon, and we have, what was the other one? Apple. So we got some tech here too. We got everything here. Sacramento is really nice. Not to mention, guess what's going to happen in a few months? People are going to be going up to Tahoe. And if you live in Sacramento, you're only an hour and 20 minutes away. That's pretty sweet. Okay. Next one. Home builders are taking a new approach to excess inventory, targeting investors. Now, I saw this and it was really, really interesting because it did make sense. What you're now seeing is almost, you're seeing a lot of inventory right now. They're almost, a lot of new home companies that I know of have been talking about selling houses in bulk to investors. Now, as we all know, it was almost hard to get a home if you're an investor to some builders. A lot of builders have changed their tune and they're pretty much, doing kind of, doing things to kind of like get themselves back on track. As everyone saw on this channel, I was talking about three months ago, talking about like new homes were going to be hurting. I knew they were going to be hurting because it just didn't make sense that they were going up every release or jumping up $5,000. Some places were jumping up as much as one place. I think it was Black Pines in where was this? They jumped up $60,000 in one release. It was nuts. And so I knew that they'd be hurting. And now what you're seeing right now is that new home builders now are trying to think of ways to kind of get their excess inventory gone. And I do think that what you're going to notice right now is they're going to make some sweet deals to investment. So it's going to be an interesting thing if you all of a sudden see a big batch of homes gone. Why? Well, our Sacramento market, our rentals have always been super strong. And now you're talking to a lot of investors that have cash. We're talking, and we're not talking about Bob in the Bay Area is thinking about getting their first rental home. We're talking about big groups of people that want to come in and buy maybe 20 homes and want to leverage our rental market. So you're going to see a lot of new home builders. My guess is new home builders like probably like LGI. You're going to probably see like D.R. Horton, maybe KB. This is what they're going to target because you can get a good bang for your buck there. So just be prepared. There's going to be a whole lot of shaking going on. Elvis Presley style. All right. AE, Ben Ephraim, negative, but lots of truth. Not a good lending advice. Not a good lending advice. Yeah, I mean, you know, look, guys, all I can tell you is what I see out there right now. And honestly, like, this is what I'm seeing. You know, and I'll give you my thoughts at the end of the live, and I'll also give you a sweet trick that I found someone's. I can't even claim this is my trick, but I found someone's TikTok video about Sumable taking over someone's loan and a low interest rate and how to do it. There's a trick to it, so I'll tell you this at the end of the live. But look, all I can tell you is what we've been going through, and you know, there's been people on the fence. There's people who decide to maybe hold off on looking because some sellers were getting frustrated because their homes aren't moving. I mean, it's a hard market to navigate right now because our market is constantly changing. I mean, when you go up 1 point interest rates, people are freaking out. They just don't know what's going to happen week to week. But this is what it is. This is intended for Ben, not you, Mark. Oh, thank you. Oh, thanks. Yeah. Okay, so next one. Home builders. Boom. Okay, Citrus Heights. Okay. Citrus Heights for me has been one of those areas. There have been, I call these the forgotten children. Citrus Heights, Fair Oaks, Orangevale, Rancho, and Carmichael. These are areas in Sacramento that unless you live in Sacramento, you may never heard about. A lot of people know about Folsom. A lot of people know Roseville, Elk Grove. But these are the areas in Sacramento that I do think that there are still really, there's potential. These are the areas that prior to COVID, if you looked on Zillow, these were like super hot markets because the price points were so affordable. Now, they're not as affordable, of course, as they were maybe like, you know, a year or two ago. But I still think if you're someone who's outside the area and you had your heart set on something for maybe like under 500, maybe a 3-2, maybe a small 4-2, Citrus Heights could be the spot for you. Citrus Heights is really an interesting area because number one, it has arteries to almost like all the areas, right? It's got an artery to, I think it was like Orangevale, to Carmichael, to Rancho and everything too. So if you're someone who's got to kind of move and groove for your job, this could be a good spot. If you're someone who still wants to have access to a nightlife, Citrus Heights also can be your spot. If you're someone who likes chickens, there's some agriculturally zoned areas in Citrus Heights that are really, really nice as well too. Citrus Heights though is, like I said, an area that if you're in Sacramento, you know of, but you might not know about it if you don't live in this area. So you might want to check out Citrus Heights. There's a whole mix of everything in Citrus Heights. There's some private community or gated communities. There's some rural communities. But the one thing I will note about Citrus Heights is it definitely does go block by block, neighborhood by neighborhood. I would say explore the area, do your research, and figure out the specific spot of Citrus Heights that you like. But I would say as far as affordability, as far as areas, I love the area. I love the idea that it has quick access to almost everything in Sacramento. And so if you're someone who is looking still in this crazy market, I would say, you know, go take a look at Citrus Heights. All right. How are you doing your comps nowadays? Ugh, very carefully. Comps, here's what I'm finding as far as comps now, right? Comps can get you a whole lot of trouble. If you're looking at comps in 6 months ago, oh man, it's completely just out there, right? You've got to look at comps, man. Okay, so you got to look, I would say probably at least, I don't know, things that have been in contract. You have to call realtors about stuff that have just gotten in contract. So if you see stuff that's pending, a lot of the times that we do is we'll call the pending realtors, we'll schmooze them a little bit and see if we can get what price that they went into contract for. You've got to see stuff that's a little bit more immediate. Those kind of comps tend to work for us. I like price per square footage, as everyone probably knows who watches the channel, just because it's a little bit harder to comp now. If you're comping 6 months ago, man, that was like three markets ago. So for us, when we were looking for comps, we try to get it as close to the time. I'm not really as worried about like the exact same floor plan. I comp out basically maybe two stories, single stories different, maybe lot size. You know, it was easy maybe 2 years ago to do a quarter mile, but now I try to do a half, but I do it gradually out. So it's tough, you know, and then that doesn't even take into account the upgrades, the curb appeal and everything too. It's a hard market to do comp. So it's so funny. I mean, back in the good old battle days, it was like, hey, can you run some comps? It was like, yeah, boom, 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 boom. Send them out a PDF, you know, big thing of PDF. Now it's just, it's not really fair. It's not like, those aren't, for me, something that I feel comfortable sending out. So it takes a lot of research to figure this out. And I mean, normally it takes me a good 24 hours, a nighttime, to just kind of see some good comps out there, if we can even find them. It's not easy. Yeah. But good question. All right. Dun, dun, dun. All right. And also, if you guys have, all right. Thanks, AE. I appreciate that. But you kind of have to do the thing in this, and this is what I'll harp on one more time, is the fact that, like, realtors and lenders during the last few years have eaten really high on the hog. I'm a realtor. We have, right? Lenders have been doing a lot of the refis, and realtors, you know, listing agents, you know, what was it, 6-7 months ago, they're leaving the Cabo, putting their buyer agent in charge of the open house, reviewing offers, and calling it a day. It was just easy, right? And for the most part, as a realtor, if you found someone a house, it was just, you know, a lot of realtors just weren't doing diligence. They were just happy to get a house. Now's a market that you really, 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 and I was talking to my friend Sam Golovi also, and I was like telling him, I'm like, look, man, I'm okay actually with 6 months of a slowdown, because I do think right now it's going to shake up a lot of people who might not have been, who've been maybe in the real estate game just for the check, and those who really didn't really care that much about the industry. So I'm okay with it. And it's, I don't mean hardship on anyone, but I do think right now we are working in an industry where we're trying to get people into homes, and this is the most expensive purchase of their entire lives. And we need to focus on doing right and not just the check. So for me, that's kind of how I look at it. And I think that you really, really gotta, like, you gotta really touch base with your clients. This is just a crazy market. And you've gotta have, like, you gotta just have compassion for the person you're working with. Understand that they're gonna be stressing, they're gonna be hearing it from all sides, that they're making a huge mistake, they're gonna see a YouTube video, they're gonna go sideways, and you really got to have the patience. So I don't know, this is a tough market, but it's gonna be interesting to see how it all shakes out. Let's connect. I'm presuming your email is posted in your homepage. Absolutely, homepage, or, you know, 916-245-0562. Always available to chat. All right. Boom. All right. So there's a listing of ours downtown, 1.599 in that area, East Sacramento. Honestly, it just is what it is. I think this house is a former model home, Black Pines in East Sacramento. It should have sold already. But at the same time, if you guys can get it for this price or anywhere or close to that price, I think you're getting a great deal on this house. I fell in love with it. I was actually thinking about selling my house and actually getting this one. So, all right. Ooh, all right. Sacramento Homes for Sale. Thanks for showing my YouTube channel love. Not a problem. Like I said, look, guys, in this market where you're going to see a lot of people is rolling out YouTube channels and all this stuff, and that's awesome. They should be. Everyone should be putting their presence out there, because we're all different. Right? And you should be able to have that choice of picking who you want to work with in real estate. It's just the way it is. So absolutely, man. And you know, you might get a phone call from me as well, talking a little YouTube. I mean, as much as there's more people on YouTube right now, there's not a whole lot. So if you ever want to chat, let me know. Collabs are my middle name. All right. I'm looking to invest in your area, Sac. I heard you say rental market out there is good. Should I be worried about purchasing now without it getting occupied quickly? Can you elaborate on the rental? Oh, yeah. Okay. So our market has always been really, really good. I mean, like, look on Craigslist, look at rent.com and everything too. There's even, like, I think, got to forget the name, but there's an app exactly for it. The truth of the matter is Sacramento has always been the feeder market for people in the Bay Area who are buying investment homes. Lately, there's been a lot more activity for people in the Bay Area actually moving out here. But a lot of people who live in the Bay Area have always bought their investment properties here. Now, for me, there's some areas I really, really like, and I think have been just, like, great for my clients who are investors. Oak Park, fantastic, close to downtown, close to Tahoe Park, really, really nice. Tahoe Park's not bad as well, except it's kind of blown up in price. Natomas as well. I've gotten clients who I told them, I'm like, you're not going to have any problems renting that thing. And they get a 4 and 2 and they're renting that thing out for $3,000 like that. We need homes right here. And now because interest rates are going higher, people are actually being put in, can't buy, right? So they're going to go right into the rental market. Now, why do I like Natomas? Well, airport, downtown, new medical center. It's a great spot right now as far as getting something for under $500,000 and being able to rent that thing out for like $3,000 a month. Great rental income. I'll give you a little story. You probably don't want to hear it, but I'll give it to you anyways. My mom has a house in Marin County. It's worth $1.5 million. She's renting it out for $5,000 a month. Now, if I got that $1.5, bought three rentals in Sacramento, I'd be making, worst case scenario, what, maybe like $8,000 a month? So for me, Sacramento's market is a no-brainer, and we've been working with investors left and right, putting them into homes. And the only call that I have and the only complaint I ever have from my investors is I wish I could find more of the houses I just got. And feel free to give me a call, and I can even give you some of the investors' phone numbers and let them know exactly. You can communicate. It'll tell you how amazing their investment properties are. And if you're someone who has cash, ooh-hoo, at the end of this year, beginning of next year, you're going to love our market. So reach out, talk to me, and we can talk a little real estate, and we can talk a little rentals. Hopefully that answered your question too. If I don't answer someone's question like right away, or if I kind of go off on a tangent, sometimes I'm known to do that. Please restate the question or just hit me with a bullet point and I'll go back to it. Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you. And I appreciate you tuning in every week for the show. And I appreciate all you guys tuning in and watching the program and asking your questions and everything too. A long time ago, maybe a year ago, I started this show first. And I wanted it to be one of those things where people could like get a pulse of what's happening in our Sacramento market, because it changes a lot. And we're very much a growing market, right? The Bay Area, not as much because they're on a peninsula. But we have a lot of land, we have a lot of areas, we have a lot of developments, there's schools popping up left and right. And so I wanted to give people a little bit of a peek at what's happening in our market and give them a little bit more information on the market. And the other thing that I really, really hated was so much hate about Sacramento on the market, on their YouTube. So this is why I came out with this. All right. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm not a hard man to find, so give me a call and we'd love to collab, do some fun stuff. Everyone, please send a like. Good karma. Yeah, you guys, please like the video, subscribe, comment. It means a whole lot to me and a whole lot to this channel. We got a YouTube algorithm. Boom. Yeah, not a problem. And like I said, that's just the tip of the iceberg as far as the rental stuff goes. Everything that we do on our team in real estate is pretty transparent. I guess that's kind of like, doesn't make sense. It's transparent. So if you have any questions about rentals, like I said, don't even worry about it. First-time investors, I can use all the help I can get. Yeah, it's funny how many first-time investors turn out to be the savviest investor. They have a portfolio. I love investment properties. I think it's a way to go. I always tell people, my dad had a 401k. He had a pension, all that stuff. Our era, this era, rentals are going to be something that you can pass on to your children, you can retire on, and I truly believe in it. And I love our market for being very, very strong in it. Okay, so here we go. Let's segue into some of this other stuff that I have. I have some more listings that people have sent me. Now, if you are a realtor in the Sacramento area or a lender or whatnot, feel free to send me your listing so I can showcase them on this channel, so we can show some people that you're aggressively marketing their listing and they're good listings. All right. Oh my God, how funny you mentioned this. Okay, what are my thoughts on ARMs? I'm not a big fan. In fact, Jen and I, from New Way, we were talking about it offline, and she's like, oh my God, it's like this other lender that was looking to help with we have this deal going with Kahoff, was suggesting an ARM, and I don't like ARMs myself. I think they're more popular now because of the market we're in, but I'm not a huge fan. But we'll talk about it. I'll bring Aaron on Monday and we'll talk a little bit about ARMs, so tune in Monday and we'll go into that. But yeah, not a big fan myself. All right, hold on. Okay, so this piece of land, lot premium, Granite Coastal. This is Toll Brothers Hidden Ridge. Okay, so here's the thing about Toll Brothers right now is they're increasing their lot premiums. We're talking what's called like hundreds of $200,000 or something for a lot premium up in El Dorado Hills Hidden Ridge. This one is a $60,000 lot premium. Absolutely. Okay, so this is a $60,000 lot premium. This is a Granite Coastal. This is a single story. It's on a beautiful lot, including the lot premium. This is for $1,079,995. So if someone's looking for Toll Brothers and they want it, I mean, this Toll Brothers in El Dorado Hills, you got this right here. So it's a single story. It's over 3,000 square feet, four bedroom, three bath, one and one. And it's one of the last lots that they have really with a low lot premium. And like I said, this price point includes a lot premium. So for me, if you're looking for Toll Brothers, if you're looking for something awesome, let me know. My buddy Stacy just sent me over the deets for this one. We have more of the details on it. But I told everyone, all my realtor friends and everything, that I'd promote some cool listings. And this I saw, and it kind of... It was interesting. Okay, so like, what? Let's think about this realistically. So you got $1,079,995. Toll Brother Homes, I believe, come with the solar already included. So you got that. Boom. Right. So let's say it's a Toll Brothers home. You put in maybe like $300,000, and so then you got something. Let's say we're at 1.4 with everything out the door. 1.4, living in El Dorado Hills, private community, Toll Brothers, Hidden Ridge, close to Serrano, but not in Serrano. Personally, I think that that's pretty good deal. The square footage, I wouldn't mind it being like something close to 3,500. But I do think for Toll Brothers, this is probably as good as it's going to get. Maybe. Again, Toll Brothers has been that one holdout that's just not really been budging on a lot of the prices. This, for what they have offering and whatever, this is the steal of the deal if someone's looking for Toll Brothers. So if my buddy Buffalo is watching this, this could be you, man. Call me up. All right. Hidden Ridge. All right, hold on. Boom. Let me get rid of that. Okay, so this is my buddy Luann Shikasho over in, she's everywhere, man. She's like Elk Grove, Roseville, Rockland. Okay, so this is a house that was just for it's just late in the day, guys, so I apologize. $543,800, three bedroom, two bath, 1302 square footage, very, very nice house. And she told me that she is looking for a buyer for this one. So if someone's looking in the Elk Grove area, 757 Franklin School System, Elk Grove, like I said, is softening. Let me know or let her know. All right. The next one she's got, price cut, Rockland. Everyone loves Rockland. I like the square footage. I like the blue home. It has solar on it. It's a 2186 Hanaway in Rockland. I like the zip code, 665, four bedroom, two bath. Man, I'll tell you something. You talk about like 6 months ago, you could never find this price point for this square footage in Rockland. So if someone's looking for an area in Rockland is their cup of tea, I would definitely say, give me a call, give Luann a call. All right. And then we got this one. This one is a bigger one, 2825 square feet, four bedroom, four bath, $795, price cut. 1650 Clearwood Drive in Roseville. So here's the thing, the Zestimate on it is $825. They just brought it down to $795. So if you're someone looking for kind of a larger house in the Roseville area, the zip code I like as well too, let me know too. So this is Luann. Luann's going to be sending me some listings that she has. And like I said, I know Luann, so we can get the inside track if any of these things are to your liking. I also encourage anyone here that's a realtor, if they have listings, to send them my way, and I'll promote them as well on this channel. That's it. All right. Mikey Bacher, what's a lot premium? Ooh, good question. Okay. So when you go to these new home places, right, like Taylor's, like Richmond's, like even Lennar, even like Toll Brothers. Now, normally what ends up happening is there's some places like Richmond, for the longest time, every single home Richmond sold had a lot premium. Now, not so much. So what you're going to notice is some communities sell the land, the lot premium. So like, let's say, for example, you're looking for an oversized lot, the lot premium would be higher. Let's say you're looking for a lot across the street from the park, probably higher. So every house that you buy, some houses, the lot premium gets thrown in, but for the most part, it's the land being sold. And here's the thing that kind of stinks. They don't really mention that in the price online. internet doesn't, you walk in there, they don't mention if solar is included. They don't mention if there's a lot premium. So you walk in and you're like, oh man, great. $650 for a house. That's awesome. Let's go in there and take a look at it. And they're like, whoa, $650, but there's like a $50,000 lot premium, $20,000 solar, and chances are you spend another $70,000 on upgrades. But just to keep it simple, the lot premium is the dirt that the house is being built on. Now, depending on the size of it, location, the lot premium can vary. But so before you go into any of these new home areas, make sure you know what the lot premium is. Now, what I have been seeing right now because of the market, a lot of people are waiving lot premiums, giving designer credits and whatnot. But just understand that that's what a lot premium is. Basically, a premium is. It is basically the dirt that's being sold. And it's outside the purchase price. Normally, some builders will include it, like the Toll Brothers one, like I just showed you for that one. That one's included. But sometimes, but I'd say maybe 8 out of 10 times, it's a separate cost. So just keep in mind. And also, just while I'm here, while I'm in this area, solar is usually around $20,000, around there. Some houses, depending on size, need higher systems and lower system, but probably about $20,000. I think on a Toll Brothers house, it's a little bit more just because of square footage. This one, 3,000 square foot, probably not as much, but that's it. Yeah, no, no. Well, that's the thing with new home builders as well, too. A lot of people want to throw in designer credits. A lot of people want to do that. Like, I'm with you. Where I would put my money is also for closing costs. I think it's more tangible and everything too. But I do think right now you could probably get everything. You can get your lot premium. You can probably get designer credits. And I do think you could probably get everything. Like I said, right now is the time whether you if you're one of those people who don't like confrontation, you don't like kind of like those like awkward situations. That's why you bring in a realtor, first of all. But like you have to have those conversations. Like let's say you don't have a realtor and you're working with like Lennar or Richmond American or whatnot. This is the time to ask, to talk about economic hardships, to say everyone's saying the market's going to tank and we love the house, but we're just not sure about it. Is there anything you can do? Just send an email. You don't even have to talk to them over the phone, but this is the time to get those conversations going. And this is the time to kind of see what you can get out of the deal. I mean, how horrible would that be if like all of a sudden the house next to you, the guy's like, oh yeah, you know, we were in the same boat you were in. And we just sent an email, we talked to them and they gave us $20,000 towards like design credits and closing costs. And you didn't even ask. So ask. It's not one of those things. And I'll tell you something straight up. The people at the Kahovs, at the Taylors, at the Lennars, they are almost like expecting your call at this point. They're all expecting it. So if you don't do that, you're losing out on money that you could be spending on your family. So, okay. Thanks, I appreciate it. All right, so let's get back to some of these slides. All right, so this one is in Roseville, boom. Okay, well, interest rates go higher than 8%. Man, oh man, you guys are thinking 8%? 79% of people said that they're thinking that we're going to go higher than 8%. I got to be honest, I don't know, 8%? But like I said, you know, I'm going to throw me into that mix on that. I didn't think we'd see like 7% this year. I thought we'd be in like the low sixes. And now, you know, I know people straight up that are getting 7. So look, I don't know. And I do not have... I don't have a crystal ball. Is it out of reach for them to go higher than 8s? I've heard people talk about going higher than 8s. I would hate to see that. And I think it would really, really cripple our market. I mean, cripple our housing market. But at the same time, I mean, anything's possible in this. And like I said, I asked Santa for a crystal ball. So if it does come for Christmas, I think the lives could get better, guys, starting 2023. So you never know. All right. All right. I texted you this, but what do you use to go live? Ooh, Ecamm. I use Ecamm. And honestly, I have more equipment than you don't want to know my shopping list on this thing. But yeah, no, I'll let you know all this stuff though. Completely, like I said, completely transparent on it. And maybe I'll bring you live one day. We can talk real estate. It'll be fun. All right. What area do you think has the most growth potential? Folsom, Natomas, or Lincoln? Folsom. Okay. Interesting. Okay. So I'm assuming by when people say this, they're talking about Folsom Ranch and that whole area. I mean, that whole area is going to be crazy developing. I like Natomas. I like Lincoln. I think all these areas, and it was kind of a trick question, you know, I think all these areas are definitely have potential for growth. And I think we're going to see some crazy stuff. Natomas, I think, is one of those spots that everyone has always wondered why it hasn't blown up, because the distance towards downtown airports. I know people are going to say homeless and all that stuff, but still, at the same time, you have Elk Grove on the other side of that. So I like Natomas. And a lot of people are saying flood insurance. The most I've ever seen flood insurance is $80,000, and or $80 a month. And the only reason it has flood insurance is because FEMA did an analysis of the aqueducts. So if you're someone who likes Natomas and you're scared about the flood insurance, give me a call. All right, and Lincoln, man, it was the fastest growing city, what was it, back in 2005, and it is growing. A lot of the annexed land is being built on, so I like Lincoln also. The thing with Lincoln, though, is we need to have more power player companies go out to Lincoln and build. Right now, that's the biggest Achilles heel of Lincoln. They've got schools, they've got homes, they've got development, shopping centers, all that stuff. We just need to see some heavy hitters, maybe from the Bay Area, come to Lincoln. It'd be awesome. And if they did that in Lincoln, areas like Rockland would be blowing up even further, Roseville as well too. Folsom, I like. I think, like I said, and this is a little crystal ballish that I always say, I don't have one, but I do think that it may be 2030, Folsom Ranch is going to be known as New Folsom, and on the other side of the freeway, it might be known as Old Folsom. You never know. All right, Mark, good to see coverage on Hidden Ridge. A few months back, I actually signed their Denali model of 4,000 square feet. They charged 2,000. Yes, see, that's a crazy lot premium, but I love Toll Brothers. So, you know, I got this like good guy, good angel, bad angel on my shoulders. I don't know. Toll Brothers is just, when those models get released, oof, I bet you're going to be so happy you bought. Okay, so actually signed for the Denali model, 4,000 square feet. They charge $2,000 lot premium. Toll Brothers not coming down on lot premium. Thoughts? I would say send one of those awkward emails. Send it and just see what happens. Like, and I'm, when I tell you about the awkward emails, it's not, I'm not telling you to cancel your deal. I'm telling them to tease them a little bit, you know, play hard to get. Say, oh man, I'm really excited, but you know, the job and the economy, and I'm seeing other houses that are cheaper. I saw Lennar across the way cut their prices. Is there anything you can do? We love our house. We love Toll Brothers. Is there anything you can do? And just don't go away. Be that person. And at the end of the day, guess what? If you get them to give you some kind of reduction, if you get something to happen, you'll be thankful that you did. And, you know, and that's just the way it is. You've got to understand that they're not, of course they're humans, but at the same time, they have a job to do, and it's to get as much possible money for the builder. That's it. It's their job, right? And they're the shields for the builders too. So like people like Stacy, people like all the people that I know in New Home, you know, all the salespeople are awesome, are really nice people, but the builder is the bottom line. So, you know, they're the ones who are going to say yes or no. So understand that that's the person you're going to be talking with. The voice is going to be your sales associate. So I would say it's not going to be fun. It might be a little awkward of a conversation. Don't cancel. Don't cancel out of the deal, but send one of those emails. Hey, you know, saw the prices. I saw, you know, this crazy guy on YouTube was talking about some home getting a $60,000 lot premium. Can you explain to me why my house is $200,000 and the market's gotten worse? Just asking. So I would say those conversations need to be had, and you have to just have a thick skin about it. I mean, honestly, you give me $20,000, I will jump in a Folsom Lake in my boxers. I'm good with it. So just understand $20,000, $30,000, that's money that could go towards your family, a new car, college account, or you can go to Restoration Hardware in Vacaville and buy some nice furniture. So you got to have that awkward conversation. All right. So here we go. Let's go more to the polls. Natomas, Lincoln. You know, for me, like I said, all these areas are somewhat interesting, and I think they're all going to see crazy growth. I think Lincoln might outdo Folsom if Lincoln gets some heavy hitter. I think maybe you can see some more Kaisers out there and everything too, medical built out there. Maybe some tech. I mean, Rockland's got Oracle, so you never know. But it'd be nice to see some like heavy hitters move out to Lincoln. All right. You liking the current real estate market? No. Clearly, no one's really liking the current real estate market right now. So that was kind of like a no-brainer. In fact, I think I got a question. Of course, I'm not liking it, Mark. Yeah, I get it. That was kind of a stupid question on my part. So I will fully admit that that wasn't the smartest question to ask. Hopefully people aren't, you know, it's tough to be optimistic with this market right now. It's tough to see people that have saved with their down payments and now that it's whittling away. It's tough to see people at 6% interest rates and they go from affording a huge house to just a smaller house in an area that they maybe wouldn't have considered 3 months ago. It's hard. So, it's hard for me to see some of that stuff out there. And I feel bad, as a realtor who sees a lot of people getting keys, and I know there's a lot of deserving people, buyers out there who deserve it. And it's a shame the market's going the way it is. And it's a shame that our housing market wasn't a little bit more protected by the Fed. But, eventually I think everything will pan out, or at least I hope so, All right. Do you like East Sacramento? I did a video and I have that listing in East Sacramento. I might be even doing a couple open houses this weekend. 55% said, yeah, I like it. All right, let's go to a question. What percentage of decline equals a correction in terms of housing prices? Man, that's a tough one. I mean, honestly, right now at this point, almost every single house went up between $150,000 to $200,000. I don't know. I think that question, and I don't mean to be a politician about this, but I think that right now there's so much bloat. There's so much crazy pricing, I'm seeing houses in El Dorado Hills that are getting reduced by $100,000 and $200,000. It's just nuts. So I don't know. I can honestly tell you, I don't know where this correction is going to go. I think probably once the reductions stop happening as much, and we get some sort of evaluation on where current pricing is and the realistic. I'll tell you one thing. If it is 30 to 40%, and imagine this, if the correction is 30 to 40% and we're in the eights or higher, oh man, we're going to be hurting. I will say one thing though about this in general is that I do think a lot of people who bought their homes and had a 2.75 interest rate, I don't know if they're going to be selling anytime soon. I don't even know who'd think about buying if they got a 2.75 and moving around in this market. I don't know. I mean, that's just my own two cents. Oh yeah, no problem. And like I said, it's a tough one. Okay, so let's get some more questions. Okay. Are you real about home new price? Oh, sorry. Let me see if I can talk like a literate person. Are you for real about new home pricing? When a new home is advertised for 650, seriously, Marco, come on. When a new home is advertised at 650, we should plan to actually pay 700 or 800. This is very concerning. Yes. I would say the only company that probably keeps it close to the vest is Lennar. I think Lennar, if you go 650, probably high 700. I mean, they're pretty good about keeping pricing tight. But I would say, okay, if something's advertised for 650, depending on the builder, it's probably, here's the thing, there's one caveat to that. Unless it's something that's already been built out and it's 650 and that's it, it's out the door. Or if it's a house that's going to be built in a month, all the upgrades are in there and you don't have to pay for anything else and it's out the door, which they do have that in standing inventory. But if it's a house that you look at the floor plan, you say in a year it's going to be built, I'm going to pick up my upgrades and all this stuff. For builders outside of Lennar, I would say the average is, I think, 6% off the purchase price is going to go into your upgrade. And then there's probably going to be solar tagged onto that, as well as maybe even a lot premium. So yeah, it can get pretty pricey. So just don't go in there. I mean, it's kind of like a car dealership a little bit too. When you see a price online and then you walk in there and all of a sudden you end up paying a whole lot more. It's the same kind of model. So just be careful. All right. I love how Bill Gates is telling everyone to stop buying homes. So what? Bezos and BlackRock have swooped in and steal American dream homes for another family. Hell no, I'm still going to buy. I don't know. I think everyone's got to figure out exactly where they stand as far as if they want to buy, if they need to buy. you know, so I think that's a funny comment, so I had to show it. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think that everyone right now is going to be divided up between the needs and the wants. I think the wants are going to be a little bit like this, right? I'm just going to buy, I'm going to do my thing. I think the needs, the other thing too that I've mentioned before is the fact that I think a lot of people don't realize that a lot of people have been on the sidelines waiting for the time to buy a house. And thanks to Amazon delivering packages on, you know, same day delivery, we're not really a patient bunch out there. So if someone wants a house, I think you could see people who say, forget it, interest rates high, inventory this, I want a house and I want it now. In fact, I am seeing a few buyers like that. So I would say try to put that in a box and keep it away. Try to develop a little patience. If you are looking to buy, don't just jump in just to jump in. If you're going to make the move, you're going to be in this house probably for the next 5 or 6 years. So try to be as patient and as like as specific about what you're looking for as humanly possible. I have seen people be diligent in this market win. So just hang tight. All right. Filson, can confirm, bought a Lennar in Antolia. The purchase price ended up near original price after upgrades and incentive discounts. Yeah, and like I said, I'm not a big fan of how Lennar treats their customers because they're really, they go MIA really, really fast. But I will say, if you're looking for something close to sticker price, Lennar is pretty much the best about that, at least that I've seen. So I will say that 100%. All right, where are we at after this? Too many of us not living our dreams because we're living our fears. Les Brown. Yeah, I think the thing that's brutal right now, and I don't even know, this could be a spam comment, I'm not really sure, but I will tell you one thing. This thing really did kind of hit me. I do think right now we're hearing... Thank you. I do think we're hearing a lot of like noise, right? Some people saying buy, some people saying don't buy. I think the thing that it's really going to come down to is, you know, are you going to pull the trigger or not? And it's an individual choice. It's going to be you coming down and doing your finances, making sure you can afford your mortgage, doing your education and diligence on the property. Hopefully, please tell me you're going to do that. But I will tell you one thing, though. This market is a crazy one right now. And for buyers and sellers, It's scary, right? I mean, people are thinking, look, if I buy a house, my mom, she's the one telling me that I'm crazy to buy. Prices are going down $50,000. What if they do? Oh my God. Yeah. If your mom's anything like my mom, you'll hear from now to the end of time. So it's a scary market, but I will say one thing, evaluate a little bit of the quality of life. Do your research, be diligent. If you need to buy and if you're paying rent, I would say buying is a fantastic option. If you're someone who wants to wait around like a seller to sell your house and wait for the market to be better, I don't see it, man. I don't see sales. I just don't see it unless interest rates go down. And if you're a buyer waiting for interest rates to go down, you might be waiting a whole long, you know, you might be waiting a while. If you're waiting for inventory to stack up, I don't see it happening in the next 6 months. So just kind of take it all a little bit with a grain of salt and realize that at this point in time in the market, you definitely need a good team, good realtor. You need to have good advice. You need to have a good counsel of people that are realistic, not people who are like freaking out, you know, about everything they hear in the news, whether to buy or not to buy. You just need some people who are really giving you good advice in this market. Hopefully it's this channel. And if it is, like, subscribe, all that fun stuff. Okay. We got some more from Filson. All right. What do we got here? And Filson bought it at Lennar at Anatolia. Can also confirm hearing about it from my mom and actually heard about the channel from my mom. No joke. Moms, man. I tell you, moms. Yeah. Good. Well, tell your mom, thank you. And subscribe. That's awesome. All right, so we got the next one. Boom. I think we might be coming to the end of the. Okay. All right. Waiting for more home prices reductions, 25% to 30%, or even more to play out based on Fed's objective. You know, I got to be honest with you. Like, God, I hate when I say I got to be honest with you. There's just something about that. I need like a jar that I put like a dollar in every time I say that stuff, or like the trust me stuff. That's the stuff I need to work on. Those would be my New Year's resolutions. But I will say this, real estate, no matter how you cut it, is gambling. If you wait for 20 or 30% reductions, you might get it, but you might not. And you might be sitting on the sidelines and it could get worse. It could get better. For me, when I made my jump into buying my house 5 months ago or upgrading into my house, I enjoyed the best summer of my life. It was fantastic. I was barbecuing. I was in my pool. I was hanging out with friends. It was fantastic. And that thing is priceless. Now, I'm not saying that that's your situation, but I will say this. It's everyone's individual decision if they're going to make it work this in this market. But I will tell you this in retrospect, every single market I've seen out there, everyone's been sweating their purchase just because the market is crazy. Do your diligence, work with a great team. And, you know, if you're really steadfast on the idea that there's going to be 25 and 30% reductions and that's where you want to go, then that's where you want to go. You know, you already kind of know what your situation is and, you know, that's where you're at. And there's nothing anyone could probably say to sway you from it. So it is what it is. All right. Boom. Thanks for the stream, Mark. Genuine question. Do all your buyers have 200K plus household income? We make 100K combined. It doesn't look like we can even afford something for 400K. Okay. First of all, the crazy part is you don't need like what's called 10%, 20% to buy in this market. You can buy lower than that. I would say that a lot of, not so much. I'd say maybe, you know, I'd say 120, 130, probably the minimum. And then a lot of people have over that. But one of the things that I've noticed with a lot of my clients is, man, they are squirrels. They are squirrels and they save their money. I mean, even myself, when I was doing my upgrade to my new house, it wasn't like, oh yeah, hey, I'm moving to my new house, man. I was saving. I had my YouTube studio when you saw the blue wall. That was like in my kitchen, you know, and I was saving like a squirrel. I knew that it wasn't the time for me to jump into my next house yet. And I was saving. And you have to really be good about saving to have a lot more money in order to leverage how much money you make for a living. It's not easy. I'm not saying it's easy, especially now with all this hyperinflation. It's just nuts. I mean, Costco, what is it? Like you're paying three times as much you paid like a year ago? It's nuts. But for me and for some of my clients, the trick is that they save and they've been waiting. And it stinks because, like I said, we're not really a patient society as it is. But if it's not your time, understand that getting you in a path of when it is your time is going to be your best thing. Keeping the blinders on, saving as much money as possible. And that's the only way you're going to leverage about how much you make every single year. Hopefully that helped. All right. I will add that Lennar gave us essentially 85K in incentives, free solar, paid rate down behind the scenes for 4%. That's awesome. You know, like I said, it sounds like they were pretty active with you and they gave you a lot of incentives. So, poof. Not bad. All right. 4.5%, 7-year ARM, 12K closing credits, and 35 off sticker price. Man, they wined and dined you, my friend. They wined and dined you. That's awesome. Well, here's the thing. Like whether you go to Lennar, whether you go to Taylor, whether you buy a resale, whether you get a condo, whether you sell their home, I hope everybody who's listening out here and everyone who's looking in the market gets a big W, man. And I say that from the bottom of my heart. The market has been brutal the last few years. And when anyone gets a win, anyone gets a good price, anyone gets to sell their home for a good amount, anyone gets any win in this market, it's a huge thing. This market isn't normal. And it's been really, really brutal to a lot of people. So, hey, Filson, man, I'm glad you got a W on that one. And I'm excited for you, your house, you know, holiday season. Good for you, man. That's awesome. All right, percentage-wise, how much do you think home prices have dropped due to the price reductions since the peak 6 months ago? I'd say depends. Okay, now here's the thing that is crazy, and I'm not trying to like do the like, you know, this and that, but like okay, for my house in Gold River, I bought it for $900 5 months ago. I can sell it in Gold River right now for probably close to $1 million right now. The reason why I'm able to do that is because Gold River doesn't have too many houses popping on the market. So I kind of leveraged it a little bit. You know what I mean? I found an area where I was like, there's not too much inventory popping on there. I found a, you know, popular floor plan and I begged the listing agent who I knew to got me in there. So I would say that certain areas that probably weren't like areas like Gold River or like a Folsom. Like Gold River, I mean, Folsom is hotter than Gold River is just because it's more popular. But I would say like areas probably like Citrus, like Fair Oaks, like Orangevale. I mean, we're probably seeing like at least 15%, dips, I'd say, at this point. But again, like I said, like, take that with a grain of salt. There's also a lot of people listing super high still. I mean, you saw the reductions. So I don't know. I don't know. It's just a tough one. Like I said, like, the reductions in our market are the biggest subterfuge to get us correct pricing. We don't know yet. It's just crazy, right? Like, you look at somewhere like in Orangevale that just blew up because people couldn't get into Folsom. And not saying that's the only reason, but, you know, they had an additional demand, and now a lot of demand is going shifted back to Folsom and Orangevale. So, like, what is correct pricing there? We still don't know, because a lot of the sellers think that the pricing should be what it was like 6 months ago. So I think right now it wouldn't be fair to you if I told you exactly a number, because at this point I'm still trying to piece out what's correct pricing in our market. Like I said, like, my comps, or when I run a CMA for someone, it's not like an address in Zillow or in my CMA, you know, software and sending it out there. It doesn't make any sense. Pricing is completely screwed up because people are looking at prices homes were listed at, sold at, 4 months ago, 5 months ago, 6 months ago. So our pricing right now is completely, and I've called this out like for the last 3 months, pricing is our biggest problem right now. We don't know what's correct pricing. I mean, how many of you seen a house pop on the market? You love the house, you look at the price, and your first question is like, is that right? Is that right pricing? So I think right now that we don't even know what the drops are, what the decreases are, or anything too, until we get some sort of idea of correct pricing. I mean, the funniest thing in Zillow, Redfin, Zestimates, and all that stuff, man, they bounce around like a teeter-totter right now because of people listing high, then reducing, then stuff goes pending, then it drops out. It's just a squirrely market right now. So I can't really say how much. I think we're going to know probably sometime around maybe November, December, to see the drops. And I think, you know, if you tune in at 5:30 on Wednesday, I'll be able to give you a little bit more accurate information. Like that. Okay. Give me a like if you like that. All right. Christian, good call. Thank you for your advice. Not a problem. And like I said, everyone's been there. Like, for me, I was in real estate, so I started my stepping stone process sooner than later. You know, it's just the way housing kind of works. You get your first time home, and it could be a forever home. You never know. I mean, some people get their first home and that's it. But a lot of people, for me, I always looked at it as stepping stones, right? You want to buy in an area that historically has good, good appreciation. The area is going to be developing. The floor plan's popular. The street's nice. Look around. You're like, okay, I like this. This works. And then, you know, you live there for a few years. You sell, get something a little bit bigger. The house I have now in Gold River is probably the biggest I'll ever go. And truthfully, at times I feel like it's a little bigger than I actually want. So for me, it's always been about putting my money somewhere where I think I can actually make equity, build equity. I look at my house almost like, I love my house, don't get me wrong, but I also look at it as my piggy bank. It's my investment. So for me, I'm always looking around for when I move houses. I'm always looking at areas where historically they've been good, areas I like, development is going to be there, limited inventory. Gold River, you have limited inventory, whether you like it or not, whether you love the area or not. A lot of people hate the HOAs, not a big fan myself, but the inventory is limited. It's wedged up near Folsom, near the lake, and near the river, sorry. And, you know, in Gold River, it's hard to find anything under $700,000. So for me, I hedge my bet the best I can. And this is kind of what we do for all our clients. So call me. All right. Do refis require some equity in the home? I'm thinking yes. Yeah, I think they do. And like I said, I'm not a lender, but I've had a lot of conversations with Aaron, so I believe they do. And I'll bring up your questions also on Monday with him. And how will someone refi with, let's say, only 5% down, as in Christian's case? All right, so let me think. Let me see. Maybe I missed it. I thought he meant getting to a house. Okay, so here's the thing. And it probably was me just going a little bit too long on the live. But I just assumed that he meant that, you know, if he wants to buy a house, you know, you don't have to save as much of a down payment these days. Like, you don't have to do a 10%, 20%, you know, loan. Like VA, you don't have to put any down. So that's what I refer to. And so if I misspoke, I apologize. Man, I got to drink a little more coffee. Okay, so let's see if we got any more questions. And like I said, I apologize if I did misspeak, but it's been a long live. All right, so that is the last question. Guys, hopefully... Thank you. All right, guys. Hopefully you enjoyed this live. And like I said, I appreciate you guys tuning in. It's getting late, as everyone can tell from the outside. If you like this video, please like, subscribe, all that fun stuff. I'm going to be dropping off some short content, maybe one or two short content videos on this YouTube channel. I'm also going to be dropping more content on like Facebook, TikTok, all that stuff too. And just because everyone does, all the cool kids do it, so I better start doing it as well too. And hopefully you guys enjoyed this live. Like I said, like, subscribe, comment. I will see you guys next Monday at 5:30 with Aaron. And well, let me get one more question. To clarify, we have the down payment saved. More concerning about the mortgage payments these days. Have a great night. Okay, yeah, no problem. And like I said, okay, so the down payment, I would say the best way, like I said, again, to hedge your bets as far as a payment is that one is if you're in a decent rental situation, if you got some sort of like rental situation, or if you own a home, condo or something, you know, or, sorry, you said first time home. Sorry about that. So if you're in a rental situation where you're not paying too much, I'd say number one, it's not the best market right now to buy in either way, you know, or to sell. So I would say for me, if I'm in your situation, which I have been, I would say save. I would say save a little bit more so that you can put a lot more of a down payment down and then make your payments go down, or have enough money where you can get a down payment and maybe buy down your rate if you think high rates are going to be around for a while. But that would be my two cents. And like I said, Christian, feel free to give me a call as well too. I talk to people from YouTube, realtors, mortgage professionals pretty much all day long, and I'm very, very happy to do it. You guys are awesome for tuning in. Until next week, I'm out of here. Ooh, corporate Mac. I took a 2 or 3 year price, then do 3 and 8 and increase per year. Then I justify pricing so far. I like your style. I like your style. All right. See, there are solutions. You just have to kind of dig out there. Very nice. Left a like. Thanks for tonight. Be well. All right, guys. Christian, everyone, you guys, I've enjoyed my time talking a little live. Again, this is Mark. I'm out of here. Have a fantastic evening. And if you guys have any questions or comments regarding this live, please comment below. I'll be doing polls and all that stuff, and I will be back Monday at 5:30. Until next time, have a good one. Guess what, guys? The video just ended. But don't worry. We have more videos just like that one right over there. And if you missed that red subscribe button during the course of the video, we got you covered right there. Hit that subscribe button. We promise to bring you some amazing content. We won't let you down. Now, if you're looking for a team in the Sacramento metro area to work with, we'd love to talk to you one-on-one. We always include a Zoom link down below. So book a time where we can talk to you a little one-on-one. Find out exactly what your real